Fremont, California, 1980s. Bobo loved the idea of America. It was living in America that gave him an ulcer. I remember the two of us walking through Lake Elizabeth Park in Fremont, a few streets down from our apartment, and watching boys at batting practice, little girls giggling on the swings in the playground. Bobo would enlighten me with his politics during those walks with long-winded dissertations. "There are only three real men in this world, Amir," he'd say. He'd count them off on his fingers. America, the brash savior, Britain, and Israel. "The rest of them," he used to wave his hand and make a "whoosh" sound, "they're like gossiping old women." The bit about Israel used to draw the ire of Afghans in Fremont, who accused him of being pro-Jewish and de facto anti-Islam. Bobo would meet them for tea and roast cake at the park, drive them crazy with his politics. "What they don't understand," he'd tell me later, "is that religion has nothing to do with it." In Bobo's view, Israel was an island of real men in a sea of Arabs too busy getting fat off their oil to care for their own. "Israel does this and Israel does that," Bobo would say in a mock Arabic accent. "Then do something about it. Take action. You're Arabs. Help the Palestinians then." He loathed Jimmy Carter, whom he called a big-toothed cretin. In 1980, when we were still in Kabul, the U.S. announced it would be boycotting the Olympic Games in Moscow. "Wah, wah," Bobo exclaimed with disgust. "Brezhnev is massacring Afghans, and all that peanut eater can say is I won't come swim in your pool." Bobo believed Carter had unwittingly done more for communism than Leonid Brezhnev. "He's not fit to run this country. It's like putting a boy who can't ride a bike behind the wheel of a brand new Cadillac." What America and the world needed was a hard man, a man to be reckoned with, someone who took action instead of wringing his hands. That someone came in the form of Ronald Reagan. And when Reagan went on TV and called the Shorawi the evil empire, Bobo went out and bought a picture of the grinning president giving a thumbs up. He framed the picture and hung it in our hallway, nailing it right next to the old black and white of himself in his thin necktie shaking hands with King Zahir Shah. Most of our neighbors in Fremont were bus drivers, policemen, gas station attendants, and unwed mothers collecting welfare. Exactly the sort of blue-collar people who would soon suffocate under the pillow of Reaganomics pressed to their faces. Bobo was the lone Republican in our building. But the Bay Area smog stung his eyes. The traffic noise gave him headaches, and the pollen made him cough.